Como News Time 7:04 and traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. From the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center, here's Curtis Calhoun.
Thank you very much. Well, in Monroe, westbound Highway 2 approaching Kelsey Street, looks like we have a major accident causing big backups in both directions on Highway 2 in the meantime, so we'll definitely keep you up to date on that. An earlier accident in Everett, northbound 541st has been moved off to the shoulder, and still dealing with a stalled bus southbound 545th in North Seattle. This traffic report is sponsored by Pacific Office Automation, copiers and printers, managed IT and cloud services, business telephone systems, data security. If your head is spinning, visit pacificoffice.com. They make technology work. Next Como traffic at 7:14.
And Shannon O'Donnell has your Como forecast.
Hi, everybody. Friday night. Here comes this October weekend. It smells wonderful outside, that cool, crisp fall air. The leaves are just peaking right now. The foliage is just on fire, all the crimson and golden colors out there. And we've got so many fun activities this weekend, too. Pumpkin patch weather, for most of us, is definitely better on Saturday. High temps back into the 60s, a big surge of warm air before the rain sinks in over the top of the entire I-5 corridor late Saturday night into Sunday. Much cooler, scattered showers left over on Sunday with highs falling off into the low 50s. In the Como 4 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Right now in Seattle, it's 58 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The news you need now on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Como News Time 7:06. Art Sanders and your top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Hundreds of Boeing machinists have walked off the job protesting the company's vaccine mandate. Como's Jeff Podzola has more from Everett.
The group of maskless vaccine opponents took to the sidewalk outside the Union Hall this afternoon, some of them holding signs displaying false information about the vaccines and conspiracy theories surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. Others criticized the requirements put in place by President Biden and Governor Inslee. Boeing, meanwhile, has not commented on this specific walkout, but has said that if employees are not fully vaccinated by December 8th, they risk losing their jobs. In Everett, Jeff Podzola, Como News.
If you've already received a COVID vaccine, it's looking more and more likely that a booster shot is in your future, according to a local public health expert. Dr. Ali Mokhdad is with UW Medicine.
100% right now, the science supports that, yes, if you are vaccinated, there is a waning immunity, especially after 6 months. Pfizer more so than Moderna.
Mokhdad says there are also studies that show either of the mRNA vaccines will work very well as boosters for any of the vaccines. So as federal health officials work toward approving specific boosters for the three U.S. vaccines, Mokhdad hopes they'll also consider approving the mixed boosters. Mokhdad says there are still so many unvaccinated people in the U.S. that the boosters will prevent infection and help slow community spread of the virus. Department of Health says there have been more than 2,600 new COVID-19 cases in our state in the last 24 hours. Another 36 people have died and 138 more patients were admitted to the hospital. Washington's prisons should be able to continue most normal operations after Monday's COVID vaccine deadline. Como's Ryan Harris has more from the Corrections Secretary.
Of the Department of Corrections' 8,900 employees, about 500 still have not provided proof of vaccination, a group that represents a cross-section of different areas of work. Secretary Cheryl Strange says she expects that number to drop as more people submit their proof. Strange also says even though the Clallam Bay Prison and Walla Walla Penitentiary are on what they call the watch list, she says corrections officers go where the work is.
We have had to do this. We've had to move people in our care and custody across different settings. You know, there's normal movement and then there's movement related to COVID. And so we will have staff in those facilities.
While DOC expects disruptions to be minimal, it is possible that some programs might have to be restricted so staff can focus on essential functions. Ryan Harris, Como News.
A community of corrections officers who was shot in front of a Department of Corrections building in Shelton planned the whole thing, court documents show.
Prosecutors say Christopher Flo convinced his younger sister to shoot him with a gun that he gave her. She told investigators Flo repeatedly asked her to shoot him over the course of a week before she finally agreed. Investigators haven't revealed why Flo wanted to be shot. He and his sister faced several charges, including assault, criminal conspiracy, and false reporting.
That's Como 4's Preston Phillips reporting. Visitors to Harborview Medical Center will soon have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of visiting the hospital. New policy takes effect Tuesday and applies to all inpatient visitors over the age of 12. While the policy starts at Harborview, it will soon be implemented at all UW Medicine hospitals and clinics. All visitors over the age of 2 will also be required to wear a medical-grade or surgical mask to enter any UW Medicine hospital or clinic starting on Tuesday. And Como News Time is 7:10. And from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk, Bill Swartz says the Seahawks won't have two key offensive players for the next month.
No quarterback Russell Wilson and no running back Chris Carson when the Seahawks play the Steelers Sunday night primetime in Pittsburgh. Wilson's still on the mend from middle finger surgery. He goes to the injured reserve. So too does Chris Carson with a lingering neck issue.
It is a delicate thing. You know, he's got something going on in his neck, so we got to make sure that we do it really well, and so we're going to take care of him. And this just seems like the right decision. The jump that he made was in his relief, and he felt way better and all of that, but not ready to play yet.
These moves mean Pete Carroll's Seahawks will not have Wilson or Carson available until the November 14th Green Bay game at the earliest. The Washington Huskies tomorrow night, a slight home favorite against UCLA. Washington State is an underdog Saturday evening against visiting Stanford. And the Storm's Jewel Lloyd and Brianna Stewart are named to the WNBA's All-First Team. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.
Right now in Houston, Game 1 of the American League Championship Series underway. Top of the fifth, and it's the Red Sox leading the Astros 3-1.